Good morning. Welcome to today's Cabinet meeting on Tuesday the 10th of January. Welcome back to business and a Happy New Year to everyone. Today's business, may I take this opportunity to remind you all that it is being webcast. Is there any apologies?
There are apologies from Councillor Constable and Reverend Ruth Harley.
Thank you. And today's order of business?
The only change to the order of business as stated on the agenda is, as elected members have already been advised, item number 6.1 with reference to a report by the Director of Education, Communities and Economy with regard to dog control has been withdrawn from consideration at this meeting.
Thank you very much. Any declarations of interest can be made now or during the course of the meeting. We can move now on to item number 4, the minutes of the special cabinet meeting on the 22nd of November, pages 3 to 8. Are we in agreement with those minutes? Many thanks. And 4.2, the minutes of cabinet 22nd November. Are we in agreement with those minutes too? Many thanks. Moving on now to item 5.1, inspection of community learning and development in Midlothian Council. And this is a report by the Head of Education. Thank you.
Thank you. The purpose of this report is to present the findings of the recent Education Scotland inspection of community learning and development in Midlothian. This report was published on the 13th of December, and the inspection focused on both the strategic leadership across Midlothian, but there was also a place-based part of the inspection, and that looked at the areas of Dalkeith, Woodburn, Gorebridge, Mayfield and East Houses. And a copy of the inspection report has been appended to this main report. It was a new inspection format, which was interesting. So Midlothian Council was the first council to be inspected using the new format, and the inspectors looked at how good is the strategic leadership of learning and development, but also how good is the learning and development within the local community. They focused in particular on four themes: closing the poverty-related attainment gap, prevention, reducing social isolation, tackling health inequalities, but also empowering communities. The strategic inspection took place over 2 days, so that was on the 6th and 7th of September, but then the place-based inspection was 5 days in total and took place in early October. And the inspectors used three main methods to inspect under this process, and they were examining self-evaluation, evidence files, but also conducting focus groups with participants, staff, partners and volunteers. And there were actually over 60 focus groups with approximately 400 people involved in that. And I've got Annette Lang with me today, who was responsible for coordinating all of those focus groups, and that was excellent work and really showed off all of the work within Midlothian. So it was absolutely first rate. I'm really pleased to say that the inspection team assessed Midlothian across the four areas and evaluated us as very good across the board, across all of those indicators. And they identified the following strengths, which we're really pleased about. The first one, an ethos of shared endeavour, strong and clear leadership across the partnership, ambitious and enthusiastic staff and volunteers, and the range of targeted learning programmes leading to life-changing impacts. They also identified with us two areas that we would want to continuously improve. One was to continue to develop systems to track skills for learning, life and work across the partners, but also to consider how individual learner pathways can be sustained as resources change over time. So we've concluded the report with a series of recommendations. Firstly, in section 4, note the content of the report. Secondly, to recognise and celebrate the quality, the range and life-changing impact of the learning and development taking place, but also to support the recommended areas of action to ensure that the learning and development offered across Midlothian in its totality moves from very good to excellent. And obviously we'll progress this report through the existing Council and Community Planning Partnership performance reporting mechanisms.
Thank you very much, Kelly.
Thanks, Kath, and thanks. I think this is an absolutely fantastic report, particularly the emphasis on life-changing impacts. I think that's exactly what we're trying to achieve in absolutely everything that we do that comes through this chamber, so it's absolutely fantastic to see. And it sounds like it was a very comprehensive and rigorous process as well, particularly with it being new, and it seems like Midlothian's really setting the bar as that process continues and gets rolled out to other places. It's really positive. So congratulations to everybody involved in NET's team and Grace, and I'm happy to move the recommendations.
Thank you very much. Vic?
Thanks, Kath. I would echo everything Kelly has said. I don't think we should underestimate the work that's gone in to achieve this. I would bet that a lot of paid staff, leaders of those paid staff and volunteers have put endless hours in to achieve this and to ensure that the inspectors understood this. What two things jumped out at me were, from the bullet points, the word shared, endeavour, and clear leadership. And that in turn leads to the very excellent page 27, where we see four very goods. That is outstanding, and I think we should congratulate all the staff and the leaders of those staff on an outstanding report. And I do hope that this we get good press coverage of this, because I think this is the kind of good news that people should be hearing about. So well done to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are we agreeing these recommendations? Thank you very much. And now we can move forward to 5.2, procedure for reporting of complaints progress to the Scottish Public Ombudsman. And this is a report by the Chief Exec.
Thank you, Leader. The purpose of this report is to seek approval for a proposed approach to be applied to all complaints that are considered by the Scottish Public Services Ombudsman about Midlothian Council, and this is a new requirement that has been placed upon us. And members will recall that relatively recently we brought forward a proposal in terms of how we deal with all external inspection and audit reports. We've kind of used that as a model in terms of the process we're recommending here, which is set out in Appendix 2 to the report. We're aiming to create a similarly robust process. So, as I say, that is set out. It fulfills the requirements that the SPSO puts on us in terms of an annual quality learning and improvement statement, which we're required to sign. And whilst this might seem like a significant bureaucratic exercise, I hope it's not. I think the really important thing is that we are learning from complaints that go to the SPSO. This process only applies to these complaints which do go to the SPSO. And just in terms of context, last year, 20 complaints relating to Midlothian Council were considered by the Ombudsman, of which only one was partially upheld. So I think our position in that regard is relatively strong, but clearly where complaints do progress beyond our own internal processes to the SPSO and there are findings which we can learn from, we're keen to do that. The process is intended to help us do exactly that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think it's good that we are moving forward to a standardised way of doing our works, including complaints. It makes it easier for members of the public to know what they're doing and how we should be responding. And it will also address how we go about meeting our customers' needs and requirements in a way that is acceptable to all our population. And in that respect, I agree that we accept these recommendations. Are we agreed on that? Thank you very much. The item number 6.1, as advised by Gordon, has been withdrawn. But I would like to ask the Director, do you know when the report will come to Cabinet?
Thank you. I expect the report will come to Cabinet at the next meeting. It was just that the officer involved in this was off ill before Christmas, and we wouldn't do the report justice by just pulling together a report at the very last minute. So it will come to the next Cabinet meeting.
Thank you very much. And now we go on to the...